Sandy Bunch from the Canmore Highland Games back with me on the show. How are you doing today?
I'm just tickety-boo, thank you.
Good. You know, after all the uncertainty earlier this year about whether the games would go ahead, it must feel good to finally be almost time for the games and having them actually happen this year.
It feels actually great at the moment, and the response that we've had both from locally and from all the bands and dancers and entertainment, that's been really good.
So the main event happening in Centennial Park on September the 6th, but just like last year, there's going to be a little pre-show on Saturday evening, the 5th, I understand.
We've got the Taste of the Highlands, total of 36 vendors this year. At the moment, we've got over 200 tickets pre-sold. Last year at this time, we had 40 tickets pre-sold.
Oh, good.
So people are really keen and the vendors are keen.
And by vendors, you're talking about food and drink here?
31 beverages. Beverage, wine, liquor, craft beers, and 5 food vendors.
So what time does the Taste of the Highlands event run?
The Taste of the Highlands starts a bit earlier this year. It starts at 5 o'clock. It runs for 4 hours to 9 o'clock. And while the vendors are packing up and leaving, we're going to open the bars from 9 o'clock to 11 to give the vendors a chance to pack up and people a chance to slow down as they leave.
And then, of course, the main event taking place in Centennial Park on Sunday the 6th. The gates open at
7 a.m. Pancake breakfast starts at 7:30.
And then what else is going on during the day in the
during the day, we've got the heavy sports competition, starts at 8:30. We've got the tug of war. It wasn't overly successful last year, but this year we upped the prize money to $2,000
wow.
for women and $2,000 for men.
Nice.
We'll get more on the day. The dancing also starts at 8:30. Individual piping and drumming following just pretty closely after that. Goes on till lunchtime. Then we have the sheepdogs, followed by the opening ceremonies.
Anything else going on in the Centennial Park you want to highlight for the afternoon?
The band competition starts just after lunch, followed by the mass bands, the raffle prize. Complete kilt uniform is number one prize, and 15 other prizes totaling over $9,000.
Throughout the day on Sunday, there'll be some great food on sale too, won't there?
Yeah, as well as the Canmore Highland Games booth where you can get Scottish wares. There is 5 other food vendors, some of them local, but it gives you a different selection of food and more places where you can eat.
I have to admit, I've never tried haggis before. What does that taste
like? Haggis is just smashing.
In the evening, the big Cayley party is coming back. How are tickets selling for that one?
At the moment, the Cayley tickets are over 50% sold.
And this is usually a sellout event, isn't it?
It has always been a sellout event.
And who's performing this year at the Cayley?
The main band is St. James's Gate. But they'll be started off with Cabot's Crossing and the Calgary Highlanders Pipe Band.
Are you still looking for volunteers?
We are still looking for volunteers. Go to the webpage and the volunteer patch is there and they can see where we have vacancies.
And the webpage is also where you can purchase tickets for some of the ticketed events?
That's where all tickets at the moment are on sale online. That's the only way you can get them, including the raffle. Although you can get the raffle locally from various committee members around town. They'll also be selling tickets at Save on Foods on Saturday and at the Farmers Market on the 3rd.
Canmore Highland Games returns to Centennial Park Sunday, September 6th with the Taste of the Highlands event on the 5th. CanmoreHighlandGames.ca again has all the information. Sandy Bunch, thanks for joining me on the show again.
Thank you very much.